This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this during the press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, in Warsaw. He said India-Poland relations are based on shared values such as democracy and rule of law.
इस वर्ष हमने अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 70वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं इस अवसर पर हमने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप में परिवर्तित करने का निर्णय लिया है भारत और पोलैंड के संबंध डेमोक्रेसी और रूल ऑफ लॉ जैसे साझा मूल्यों पर आधारित है आज हमने संबंधों को एक नई दिशा देने के लिए कई इनिशिएटिव्स की पहचान की है
Mr. Modi said both sides agreed that reform in the United Nations and other international institutions is the need of the hour to face global challenges. The Prime Minister said the loss of lives of innocent people in any crisis has become the biggest challenge for entire humanity. He said India supports dialogue and diplomacy for the early restoration of peace and stability. Mr. Modi said for this, India, along with its friendly countries, is ready to provide all possible support. He said the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia are a matter of deep concern for all. Mr. Modi said India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield. Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said both sides understand each other well, despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a ceremonial welcome at the Chancellery in Warsaw. On the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. India has said terrorism is a global threat to peace and development and called for a comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. The Charge d'Affaires of India's UN mission, R. Ravindra, who was speaking at the high-level open debate on peace-building and sustaining peace convened by the Council's President Sierra Leone, said that given the importance of development for peace-building, India has extensive development partnerships with countries in the Global South, and the cumulative value of its developmental projects now exceeds $40 billion. The Resident Doctors Associations of All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital have called off their strike. The decision comes in response to the appeal and direction of the Supreme Court of India. The RDA of AIIMS in a statement said it extends its sincere appreciation to the Supreme Court for taking cognizance of the RG Corps Medical College incident and addressing the broader issue of safety and security of healthcare workers across the country. The association also commended the formation of the National Task Force to ensure that these concerns are addressed promptly and effectively. The RDA of RML Hospital in a statement said that as their concerns are being addressed by the Supreme Court, they have decided to withhold the strike. Union Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said 11 lakh women have become Lakhpati Didis within 100 days of the newly formed government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will present certificates to Didis at an event at Jalgaon in Maharashtra on the 25th of this month. In Bihar, former minister and senior RJD leader Shyam Rajak today quit the party, alleging betrayal by the top leadership. Mr. Rajak, who was national general secretary in the party, was sidelined from the organization in recent days as he failed to get nominated for the Rajya Sabha and Bihar Legislative Council in the by-elections. Speculation is rife that Mr. Rajak may again join the Nitish Kumar-led Janata Dal United. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra will be in action in the men's javelin throw event at the prestigious Lausanne Diamond League meet in Switzerland tonight. The 26-year-old is taking part in the competition after winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.